Happy Monday. Tonight on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, we have comedian Paul Farvar joining the show, and it's New Music Monday with the group Super Big. We're also joined by our friends from Death Becomes Her, the Drag Ghost Tours, happening here in Chicago. And stay tuned for another episode of What's Paul Eating at the end of the show. And now, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio here in Chicago, Illinois, she's back and ready for action, Patty Vasquez.
Oh, yeah, it is Monday night already? Is it Monday or Tuesday? What day is today? Is it Monday? It's only Monday because Paul's here. That's how I know it's Monday. Paul Farvar's here.
I am here.
And Carm's here, which is a delight. Which that's why I didn't know what day it was, because this is like, is it magic time?
I was at the Cub game today and...
Missing me?
I was.
Oh.
I legit was sitting there by myself thinking, who would I want to be here with? And I thought, I should have called Patty. She might have come.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Going to the Cub game.
And
4:38. Yeah, look, come on down. Let's go.
All right, this is happening.
It is 4:38 now.
4:38. Yes. Because there's rain in the forecast for the evening. I don't know if they're going to play tomorrow because it looks like it's going to be raining. Period. But
get it over with. Get it done. Win the NLCS. Let's get this done.
Let's go. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm saying. So today, big sports night. The Bears lost. Heard Hamp OB and Kaz with Carm all yammering about it, and a little bit of hope, I think, with Mitchell. The biscuit, things looked a little bit better until it didn't. And then the Blackhawks lost, and that's going to happen. You know, they can't win every single game, but they look amazing. Hello, that opening game. Whew! And then the Cubs won.
Yeah.
They're one game away from... I'm sorry, too much? Was it too much?
No, you have a lot of energy, and it's great.
I like it. It's infectious. I need it.
It was... I mean...
Yes.
I love the baseball playoffs. I just love the baseball playoffs. It's so intense.
Can I tell you?
Every single pitch, every single game. It's great.
Funny you should say that. I was going to tell you this, is that I'm not particularly superstitious, although last year I would move destinations for watching the game. Depending on if they lost, I would move somewhere else. And I ended up at Marie's for almost all the games, including the World Series win.
I love Marie's.
That's, we got to go back there for that. Oh, we got to go back. But I was having really bad luck in Los Angeles. We don't have to go into any details tonight, some other time maybe. And I thought, I actually told my friend, I'm like, I can't watch the game tonight. I can't. I think I'm going to rub off on the Cubs. So I only watched the last batter of the game, and we won, right? So the next day, I'm like, you know what? It's not me. This is ridiculous. This is so stupid. So I watched the game. What happened, Carm? What happened? What happened, Paul?
Lost.
We lost. So I watched only the last...
So are you saying that you're not going to watch the playoffs?
That's a tough...
You can't do that.
Not a playoff, just for the NLCS. I will change that up.
Don't watch tomorrow.
Well, if he's invited, but maybe it's different if I'm in the park.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you're allowed to watch. You're fine.
Okay.
The Cubs want your support. I want your support. WGN wants your support. Paul wants your support.
Yeah, if you're at the game, I think it's a totally different thing.
What's hard is then following the game on social media, because then I'm like, so people are talking about the Keystone Cops, and is Schwarber playing soccer instead of baseball, and I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, I didn't see that play.
What happened?
Oh, it was brutal. Well, Quintana was on the mound. There was two outs. Daniel Murphy was at the plate. It was the sixth inning. He lofted a ball down the left field line. I would have caught it with my eyes closed. I hate to say that, but I really actually do believe that. Yeah. I certainly would have caught it. And by the way, you know, Kyle Schwarber's a better baseball player than me. Right. Any rate, he kind of slowly meandered over towards the left field line, was kind of... I don't know what he was doing. It just seemed like he was trying to be sort of cool and casual about it. And then it hit off his glove and ended up in the corner. And then he tried to pick it up. And then he slung it basically another 20 feet.
With his foot.
And then Daniel Murphy's running around. And I'm sitting in there at section 411 having a meltdown. Get it in.
Oh.
And then he got it in. But then, you know, this caused Joe Maddon to come out. Take Jose Quintana out. I didn't agree.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people. That's the other thing I saw.
It was just bizarre. Like, he hadn't given up any runs. He just gave up a soft fly ball. He had gotten Ryan Zimmerman out both times he faced him earlier in the game. Now you got a runner on third. You want your best pitcher on the mound, the guy who's in rhythm. Instead, he goes to Pedro Strop, who I don't, you know, he's one of their better relievers, but I don't trust Pedro Strop.
No, not at all.
And Ryan Zimmerman hits a double to right center, and the Nationals are up 1-0, but the Cubbies came back and got him.
Yes.
Including
thank you, Rizzo. Thank you, Rizzo.
Yes.
Thank you. Well,
respect
you.
Me.
So what do you think about that? So did you see that, Patty? He the Nationals and Dusty have been pitching to Rizzo, and Rizzo's driven in 5 runs now. The Cubs have scored 8 in the series.
Wow.
So, you know, he's doing the damage. And so he hits this bloop shot into shallow left field that somehow falls.
Right.
And then he starts jumping up and down, respect me, as in don't, you shouldn't be pitching to me. You should be walking me.
Oh, that's, I did not see that.
He said that in an interview afterwards.
And then he acknowledged it in the interview. Well,
he said he's an idiot? Did he say I'm stupid?
No, he just said, yeah, I said
What do you think? You think he's an idiot for doing that? I think he's an idiot for doing it.
I think you let sleeping dogs lie, and if they're going to pitch to him, let them pitch to him. And I think that I get it. There's a lot of emotion in playoff baseball, and Anthony Rizzo's allowed to have his, but I think it would have been better. And I think even he would say that if he had just acted like he had been there, done that, and not reacted.
Yeah. I mean, he was intense about it, which is fine, having the adrenaline go, but to repeatedly say it so everyone heard him was... And then to acknowledge it again during the post-interview was kind of crazy.
Right, and Carl Edwards...
Now he's a target.
A target. And Carl Edwards walked off the mound. I'm just a scared person in the baseball playoffs that things are going to come back at you. But Carl Edwards walked off the mound in the 8th inning after getting the Nationals out. Now, he got him out on a diving play by Ben Zobrist.
Yes.
A ball deep in the hole to Addison Russell. And he struck out Bryce Harper, which was sweet. But... it wasn't like he overpowered him.
Right.
And he walked off the mound with so much attitude and enthusiasm, and he just kept going and going and going. It's like, hey, man, you're going to be facing them tomorrow. You don't need to just been there, done that, walk off. A nice fist pump, sure, but this was a little over the top.
What is the energy like compared to last year's playoff chase and World Series run?
I'm always disappointed.
We were disappointed last year. The year before, too.
They go nuts when the Cubs score. It's so when that happens, the whole stadium exhales and goes bananas. But pitch to pitch and the intensity that I'm looking for, it's for the beginning of the game today, it was like everyone just like, oh, yeah, been there, done that, no big deal.
No.
Playoffs, we're the Cubs, we go every year. That was, and then, so it just wasn't super intense early, but when they did, when Almora got the base hit to tie it, that place was up for grabs. It was great.
Need to keep that intensity up, fans. Come on.
Well, and
don't act like you've been there before. Act like you're excited to be there at all.
I mentioned this at 10 o'clock. I know everybody was listening. The same listeners were there at 10, but I'll say it again. I'm sitting next to, you know, I had,
not me.
Not you. Mm-hmm. I just bought one ticket, getting in. I'm in my, whatever, in my seat. I have the biggest negative Nancy to my left.
Definitely not.
Right?
Me.
Those are the worst. I had that at game 7, yeah.
It's so bad. If you,
so listen, bad.
If you can't come to the game and be positive, and you're just riddled with anxiety, and you're worried about everything, and, oh, no, he's going to walk him. Oh, I can't believe he walked him. What's going on?
Oh, my God.
It's just like, okay.
No.
But, you know, but at the same time, like, and I was going to ask you this, there are some times where you... like, you didn't agree with Quintana being pulled. I was the same way when I was watching it on the screen. And on Saturday, too, with pulling Lester, too, I also was like, why is he doing that? It's his 86 pitches.
Right. If you want to have a rational conversation about what's going on
right.
in the game, great. That's awesome. That's a good fan that's paying attention. Do you think that they'll pitch around him? Whatever. Like, that's. But if you're just coming in there and you're just terrified, I can't watch.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to be at home.
Different.
Yeah. So
we are going to take a break here. By the way, you want to know how I started my day? Roller derby at the Fleetwood Roller Rink in Summit. Unbelievable. So much fun. We'll talk about that later. We've got some great picks with me and Amy Guth and Violetta and Steph Menendez. It was a really good. I might be going back.
Sounds like fun.
Perez was my, like, there were a lot of women on those skates that were just badasses, and I kind of want to play. More to this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in our Allstate Showcase studios on Michigan Avenue. Joining me is comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire, also the host of Singles Only podcast, available on iTunes, and you can catch him every Friday night for a drink, date, laugh. Do you have another... Everyone's a Lawyer coming up?
Everyone's a Lawyer Sunday, October 29th at the Laugh Factory.
Excellent. Very fun. Mm-hmm. And we have Mark Carman, our very own Mark Carman, who has to sit between 3 football players as they yell. When they yell, is there any spitting? I mean, I imagine Hamp just like spitting when he talks.
Never been spit on. Have been.
Good distance is necessary, like a sneeze guard maybe.
I mean, I am not. I do have a good amount of distance between me and the guys. So that is, there is some safety in that, although, you know.
Is that 1 Vikings? No, 2 Vikings jerseys and a Bears jersey, right?
That is 2 Vikings jerseys. That's a Jared Allen, who actually played for the Bears and the Vikings. and a Leonard Floyd.
On Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, just walked by.
Not the actual players. I mean, just fans, apparently.
Those would be fans, right.
Yeah. The Bears fan looks a little bit like we got close, but it didn't happen. So
it was an exciting game tonight. And
did you watch with the Bears?
I did.
What kind of food was there?
There was the great Mr. Submarine.
That is great.
It was delicious.
Toasted? Did you have your toasted?
It was a nice, warm, moist.
Okay, no. I'm out. I mean, like, I don't mind the word moist. It's not because it's moist. I mean, I don't want my sandwich to be that moist. Like,
I mean,
warm.
It was soft. How about soft?
As long as it's not soggy?
No, it wasn't soggy.
Okay.
Moist was the wrong word.
Moist might be okay.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't soggy.
Chocolate cake, moist, great.
Excellent, yes.
Sandwich, no.
No,
it
correct.
Wasn't. It was delicious as always. Okay. So I didn't want to misrepresent.
Thank you, Mr. Submarine.
It was great.
Excellent.
Yeah. And it was just a great sports day, even though, you know, the Blackhawks got a point tied with lost in overtime, rather, mm-hmm. to the Maple Leafs, the Bears. But, you know, it's Cubby Central.
You win some, you lose some.
It's been a wild series.
You get up and you play again.
That's right. Unless it rains.
Win,
it
lose, repeat. Yes. Yeah.
And I guess other Cubs news for you, Patty. The Dodgers are up 3-1 on Arizona in the eighth. So if LA wins, they will have swept that series, and that'll make it official that the Cubs, if they do advance, will play the Dodgers in the NLCS, which would be a rematch of last year.
Yes. Which was the only game I went to last year that we lost with. Was it Kershaw on the mound?
You didn't see. Did you?
We did. We lost.
Game
1-0. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That time I was waiting in line with your brothers and they wimped out.
Yes.
Because they were like, I'm not paying $200 to go in.
The worst moment in Carmen family history.
I was like, it's game two of the division series.
Who waits in the line after the game starts? The line moves. Here's the moment. Here are your tickets. Mm-hmm. You're going to the NLCS.
They say no.
And they said, how much? $240. No.
I think mine was lower. Mine wasn't that high. But that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You had a great seat.
I had a fantastic seat. It was. Yeah. I was on the first base line.
Yeah.
It was great. I was very happy.
So. So if they don't play tomorrow, that's actually we want to play tomorrow, right? It's to our advantage. You don't want to have them have a rest.
You want them to rest? Don't you want a little momentum?
We absolutely do want to play tomorrow because their worst starters going in Tanner Roark. We want to. And if Arrieta is not healthy, it's not going to be like another day is going to matter. So, he's got the hamstring issue. So that will be interesting. We really don't know. We know that he's not perfect.
Ben Gay. Little Ben Gay on that area.
Right, little Ben Gay.
Little Ben Gay. Maybe Vicks. Maybe like Vicks better.
Roll that thing out. You're all good there, Jake Arrieta. You'll be fine, buddy.
Little foam roller. Maybe.
Put a hot dog on there.
I'm saying.
Right? Have a sausage, mushroom, and onion pizza from Marie's.
Just
all
not
over
soggy.
That thing.
Just not soggy.
Right. Yeah. Extra crispy. There
crisp.
You go.
That's what you always get. You know, I do like asking for my thin crust pizzas well done. Do you ever do that? Ask for something
no.
toasted. Oh, yes. Get that done.
No, I get why you would do that now after all this moist talk. But,
say well done.
Yeah.
Although I learned an incredible tip from Esmeralda, which I have since done, which is when you're reheating a pizza in a skillet. That's one of my favorite things, Esmeralda. Thank you very much for that.
That's a great idea.
It's tried and true.
It is tried and true. And if you want to melt the cheese a little bit, you put the lid on so it steams the cheese and melts that cheese.
Yeah, pour a little water, but sprinkle a little water.
Yep. Huh.
I always
Carm's
eat it cold.
Looking like he's not believing.
No, are you kidding? I believe everything you say.
Not me. That's Esmeralda's.
You're okay.
Oh yes, I'm second. I'm reaffirming and telling you my tale of having enjoyed such pizza.
Esmeralda makes great chicken too. Her chicken's incredible.
By the way, I know this is.
She nods in agreement.
This is like 6 weeks out or whatever. But I do want to remind everybody. And Paul, you haven't been here for this. We do second Thanksgivings on Thanksgiving.
I was
Day.
Here last year.
That's right. You were here. So we do. We come after our Thanksgiving with our family and friends, and we celebrate on the year with a little party and our leftover food.
It was amazing because I didn't have real turkey on mine. I had tofu turkey.
That's right.
It was not a fun experience.
Because there was 1 year, 2 years ago, I think, when it rained and even my mom canceled on me for my second Thanksgiving dinner with me.
Betty, no.
It was just me and you. Me, you, and Roger Badish. You were here for weren't you filling in the show afterwards?
I think so. I had a great time. I love Thanksgiving with you. It's amazing.
So we'll be. I don't know. I think Michael's going to be with his family, so he will not be. Unless you want to drive all the way down here, Michael, for Thanksgiving at 11 p.m.
You know what I learned sitting in for you a couple nights last week? That Michael Heidemann likes to eat sandwiches from Walgreens and gas stations. That's his thing.
I have a tank for a stomach. I can fit.
I do those too, though. I like Walgreens.
No,
sandwiches.
He's doing them and liking them are two different things.
I do. I like the simplicity of it all.
You can't tell me that you can walk into Walgreens and get some nasty turkey sandwich there and it tastes good.
Some of their
those sandwiches are good. Yeah, try the chicken Mediterranean.
Have you been to this Walgreens?
It's a great Walgreens. I'd go in there and buy any Cliff Bar all day long, and it'll be and gum great. Bar. I'm not getting a sandwich at Walgreens.
Not only that, but they have a juice bar. Like you can get
juice bar. That's fine. That's great. They've got.
He's talking about sandwiches freshy. Only.
I'm talking about some prepackaged sandwich that's been sitting on the Walgreens.
Don't like it, Jura.
Only a day or two.
Yeah, big lie, because I've seen them packing them in there.
You don't like your egg salad sandwich?
Egg salad, never.
Your pressed
meat? I don't know if you do that.
Your random mystery pressed meat there?
What do you get?
I get the I stick with turkey and, like, you know, basic stuff. There's a couple things that I, you know.
A Carl Budding turkey sandwich at Walgreens?
It's not Carl Budding.
No, they have.
Carl Budding is awesome.
It's a nice brand.
Carl Budding. That, by the way, you cannot go wrong with Carl Budding on anything. Anything.
I like Carl Budding.
I'm putting him on pizza. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. And joining me is comedian Paul Farvar. Do you do a Halloween? Do you like to do like the...
It used to be my favorite holiday. What happened? I don't know. You lost your zest? I ended up in the hospital 1 year, so I was like, maybe I should take it easy a little bit.
Wait, okay.
Alcohol over... Overindulging in alcohol while on strep throat type of thing.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Let's ease you back in and create new memories.
Yeah.
And I think to help kick that off, we have in studio with us Death Becomes Her Drag Ghost Tours.
Yes.
And we have Rosemary Maybe and Wanda Screw. Thank you so much for joining us, hanging out with us Pretty Late. How are you doing?
Of course.
Thank
good.
You.
How are you?
Tell us about these drag ghost tours. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I never had either. So we sort of ended up doing them together sort of by chance, but I've always been obsessed with ghost shows, like you know, ghost hunting shows, and had done a few ghost tours in the past, and I thought, wouldn't it be so amazing if I could do one of those shows? And then I realized I could just do it in person,
right?
And so Rosemary has a history degree.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Excellent.
So, you know, doing something with that right now. We're both working drag queens in Chicago, and we, you know, it's really Wanda's brainchild. So why not combine drag and ghosts? They're two of our favorite things. So.
Is this your debut year? Or have you done this in the past?
This is the first time.
Ooh.
Yes.
And when do these kick off, or have they?
They already have. Yeah, okay. We've done two. Mm-hmm. We've done 2 weeks of it, and it's every weekend in October.
And where do people meet you? Is it a walking tour?
It's a walking tour, yeah. Okay. So we start down at the Congress Hotel on Michigan, mm-hmm. and then we come up here just over the river, actually, really a little bit west, and then we end on Hubbard Street.
And what kind of ghostly sightings have you had, or what do you tell people about on your adventure?
There's a few main places that we hit. Obviously, the Congress is very, very haunted and has a ton of history there. We also, another big site that we hit is the site of the Iroquois Fire, which is now the Oriental Theater.
Right.
That alley is very, very... You definitely get a feeling walking through it, like, even if you didn't know the history behind it, like, definitely a feeling in the air. And then...
Let's go, Paul. Can we go after the show? Want to go with me to the Iroquois?
Yeah.
This time of night?
To the Oriental, yes.
Please,
this time of night? What other time of night is there? 2 a.m. is great to see all
those
great
time.
Hauntings.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay. So you take people on the tours. Do you give them sort of the history of it? Are there any? Because I've gone on a ghost tour, like, of a haunted house, mm-hmm. and we would have like those metal rods, you know, that are supposed to like separate or pull close and sort of let you know whether or not there's a ghost nearby.
Yeah, like what are those called? I don't remember what those are called, but
mm-hmm. yeah.
No, we don't really do any actual like ghost hunting,
like,
in
not
the
detecting
tour.
Or anything, right?
No, it's mostly it's sort of a combination of a history tour, a little bit of architecture, and then just storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice. It's a pretty intimate group of
yeah.
people, so we get to talk to them and, you know, hear their experiences too.
Michael has an answer for what that equipment is called. Yes, Michael. Oh, no, we don't have you. The ghosts are interfering,
there we go.
Michael.
There you go. Oh, there you go. We had that happen before on the show, too. Yeah. Anytime we talk about ghosts, there's something that goes wrong.
Those are
the world-famous copper dowsing rods.
Dowsing rods, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. I can't remember what it's supposed to be. Because I think you can also, I think when your heart, I don't know if it's like your heart rate beats faster and that affects the rods or, mm-hmm. that was my sense of it. I don't know.
That's cool.
So you have, so it's a kind of architecture, you know, history tour, but also what people have reported in the past, I'm mm-hmm. guessing as well.
Yeah, it's like most of the stuff is from the 1800s and the 1900s. Mm-hmm. And then there's a few more modern ghost sightings and urban legends, but they're all mostly connected to older stories about right. when Chicago was first starting to become mm-hmm. a city. It's pretty interesting.
Have either one of you had your own ghostly experiences that bring you on this adventure as well?
Tell us, Rosemary, tell us.
Not experiences per se. Like, you definitely get some feelings when you're in certain places, like that alley near the Iroquois. I don't know, your chest kind of feels heavy. I haven't had any experiences per se, but
yeah.
I'm.
Are just, you? But you're open to it. I'm
oh
guessing.
Yeah, yeah. And like, apart from the history and the ghost spooky stuff behind it, it's also a really fun way to introduce people to drag
right.
that aren't normally exposed to it. Like, it takes it kind of out of the club and onto the streets.
And in what ways do you bring people into the culture of drag?
We do a fun little drag vocabulary section at the beginning okay. where I teach them a few key terms, and I very quickly take them through like history of drag in like one to two sentences. But that's a fun way, I think, to sort of make it accessible and make it fun. And then there's little keywords that I'll come back to that they can also like shout out during the tour as we talk about things going by on the streets and stuff like that, which keeps it light and fun, even though we're talking about very grim,
sure.
spooky things.
How many people died in the Iroquois fire?
600, 200 children.
That's my memory. It was an extraordinarily mm-hmm. high number.
It's a large number, yeah.
It's
yeah.
the reason why most buildings have the fire safety escape. Laws that they do.
Yeah, a lot of things in Chicago have helped people save lives throughout the world when it comes to fires. The Great Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, hey, don't do what we did. Here's what we think might have helped.
Exactly.
You're welcome, world. Yeah.
You're welcome, world. And you brought some wonderful and fabulous items with you. Let's take a quick break here and talk about makeup and elements of drag that I think people think of when they imagine that, but also the ways the ways in which it manifests during Halloween and the mm-hmm. wonderful performances I think we've had all around the city.
Yeah.
Sure. As well. More after this with our guests. Again, the Death Becomes Her Drag Ghost Tours. Where can people get information about joining you on this?
We have a Facebook page, and then you can also get tickets at the website, which is sadhaus.com. SADHAUS.com.
More with our guests when we come back on 720 WGN. Maybe we'll get you all dressed up, Paul. Sound good?
I'm in.
All right. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It is Halloween season, even though it feels like a sultry 85 degrees every day here. It's very strange. It's hard to put up your Halloween decorations when you are outside enjoying the sunshine and thinking, I should just go to the beach right now. I can't put out a pumpkin. It's not happening yet.
That's right.
We have Wanda Screw and Rosemary Mabee in studio. They are leading you on tours, architectural hauntings, and history of Chicago. Death Becomes Her Drag Ghost Tours. Comedian Paul Farvar is in yep. studio. He refused to have any shimmer put on his face. I've been shimmered a little bit. And yes.
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah. I did refuse.
Next time you'll do makeup.
I will. No shimmers on Mondays.
No shimmers on Mondays.
That's what my mom told me when I was a kid. She's like, you can shimmer on Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Sunday seems like a good day to shimmer. We have Joe on the line. Hey, Pumpkin, how you doing tonight?
Appropriate pumpkins, eh?
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, listen, I just found out the Dodgers, won the West Coast, if you will. So I tuned in kind of late, and I heard you discussing a topic that I'll admit I'm ignorant on. I've heard drag queens, blah, blah, blah. I have no idea what drag means.
I think that's one of the great things about the tour that Wanda Screw and Rosemary Mabee are leading, is part of a way of introducing people into drag. And here we are on the radio giving even a bigger audience that opportunity. Wanda?
Yeah, I love that question. I think drag means different things to different people. I think for me, I look around at the world and see crazy things happening and lots of people saying lots of things and having lots of rules about life. And I think drag is a way to sort of be very public and proud of not caring about the rules and showing other people that they don't have to care about rules either. And they can be who they want to be, and they can, you know, spread joy and colors and happiness. And I think drag is a way of doing that. And I'm hoping that now with, you know, the RuPaul's show on TV and through these tours, we're trying to sort of bring a more accessible version of drag to more people, because I don't think it's just for a specific community.
That's what was my interpretation, you know, just my gut feel. But where does the word drag come from? Where do you get that derivation?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a few conflicting sort of ideas about where that came from, and I'm definitely not a historian, but from what I know, the word itself, the story I've heard is from Shakespearean plays where women were not allowed on stage, and men had to take those parts, and that those roles were listed on the casting sheets as dressed resembling another gender, and they would abbreviate it DRAG, and that's where it came from.
Okay, that kind of explains it for me.
And there's also, now I'm looking at some of the other explanations of it too, but it does talk about how men often had to wear female, mm-hmm. you know, wardrobe and hair and makeup. And also, you know, and if you, Rosemary Mabee is also joining us in studio, and one of the things I think people always associate drag culture as being men dressing up as women, but there are drag queens of all sexualities and of all preferences. So that's something.
Friendly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you much.
Absolutely. Thank you. A great night, Joe. Great to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Joe should definitely go on your tour.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what's the website again?
It is sadhaus.com, S-A-D-H-A-U-S. That's the name of the drag sort of, I guess, theater company, mm-hmm. Drag troupe that I'm part of. And so all their ticketing is nested within that site.
There mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you mentioned that drag's kind of evolved to being of more genders, because it used to be historically, when you think of drag, you just think of men dressing up as women. But with kind of like the gender revolution that we're in, it's become like women doing drag, non-binary people doing drag, trans people doing drag, basically anyone, as long as you're dressing up as a character that's in some way like a heightened theatrical version of yourself or of some character of your imagination, everything is drag.
And that's the thing. I think we don't really imagine it that way. We think of because RuPaul, I think, broke that through for a lot of people on television. And in different ways, we think of, you know, there's the Bijou in Chicago and, you know, a lot of theaters throughout Chicago that have had drag shows for mm-hmm. a long time. And I honestly, I've got to dance with some of the at the Baton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
They did me up, and they taught me how to walk in very high heels. That's the thing is, when a drag queen tells you look fabulous, there's no better compliment.
Yeah, because they're looking. They are looking.
I'm still waiting for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, same. They might have done it because the cameras were on. So there you go. Put a camera on, and they'll tell you look fierce as well, maybe. That's I was like, I don't know if I am fierce. I mean, but it's also the way you feel.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you say that you are, you are.
And tell me about the headpiece that you brought and the jacket that you've made.
Yeah. So my partner and I have a company that is a custom garment company, and which is awesome because often we make things for ourselves to wear.
How much of the time is devoted to your own gear?
I wish it was more. It's probably about 60%. I wish it was
that significant.
100%. Yes. But this is a jacket. Yeah. So we shop for the fabric. My partner designs and sews everything. I cut everything out. It's really fun. It's definitely sort of brought drag to a whole new level to mm-hmm. be taking things from the whole design process from, because I do hair, so I'll style the hair. We'll make the clothes together. Tony will sew everything. And then we'll take pictures. We have like photo studio in our house. So we take it from conception all the way down to when we create it. So.
Well, I love the elements of that too, because it's got the shimmer, the shine of it. And then you have a rope in the back that sort of gives us this, you know, very rough and you know, compared to the shiny nature of it.
Yeah,
I love the contrast.
I love contrast, and I love things that are surprising. And like Rosemary was saying with the whole gender thing in drag, I think it's so.
Got it.
Did you get it? I'm sorry. I didn't know that was a thing.
This is what happens when you have drag queens.
Yeah,
on your
sorry. I say bad things.
Sorry. I'm getting over a cold. Pardon me, everybody. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm
nothing to see here. We're just all a little shimmer here on a Monday. Right. This is why you can't shimmer on Monday.
Yeah, it's why we don't shimmer. It's fine. So where are you from originally, Wanda?
I'm from an hour south of Chicago, a little town called Bourbonnais, Illinois, which is where the Bears train.
Yes, they
in
do.
Summer.
Do they still train there?
I don't know if they still do.
I don't know either.
I can't remember if they still... They might still train there.
I think
I think you're right. Okay. For a little while, it was in Champaign, I feel like. Or were they playing in Champaign when the stadium...
They were playing in Champaign in 2000. Right. I remember that.
I forgot. What brought you to Chicago?
I went to school. I went to Northwestern.
Oh, all right.
For theater. So, well, I was...
Not a shabby little school there.
No. It was very nice.
Well done.
Yeah. So then I moved down. I moved a little south, and now I'm here.
How long have you lived in Chicago?
4 years.
Okay.
4 years.
And what did you think when you got here? I mean, you probably came up here and visited a lot.
Yeah, I loved it as a child, and as an older child now.
There you go.
It's a great place. It's a great place to be an artist. It's a great place to be doing drag and meeting people, and it's a wonderful city.
Wonderful. Rosemary, where are you from originally?
I am from Skokie. Okay. So, yeah.
Not too far.
It's a long haul.
Very exciting, yeah.
And notice she didn't say northern suburbs. She said Skokie.
People know Skokie. Okay.
I'm saying.
Pretty some people are embarrassed of their towns.
Yeah.
We're pretty cool.
And they shouldn't be. Yes, you are. Where'd you go to high school?
Niles North.
Niles North. Is that the one behind Old Orchard?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right over there. We used to go into Evanston and think we were real cool because we weren't in Old Orchard. So real cool.
Walking the streets of Evanston.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you are a makeup artist and hair and wardrobe as well?
Yeah, not professionally at all. I briefly studied wig and makeup design in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. But I came back very quickly because I'm just not a huge fan of conservatory programs. They're just very, very intense, and I kind of wanted to branch out and do my own thing, so now I do it on myself.
Wonderful. And now, what ways? I mean, you have the ghost tour. What other what other events do you have throughout the year that you'd like to share with us?
Well, we both do shows all around town. We frequently do shows at Berlin and Boys Town. I'm a part of a troupe called Geek House. They're kind of like the nerdy drag variety troupe. We have a show coming up, like a Monster Mash show. I have an Elvira act that I'm really excited to be doing on the 27th, and just do like general fun, nerdy themes. Like we've had a Lord of the Rings show, Game of Thrones show, Harry Potter, Mortal Kombat, like just random fun, nerdy stuff that you don't normally see drag queens do.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. What about Driving Miss Daisy? You guys cover that?
I'll suggest that.
Okay.
Next time. I'll let you know.
Well, again, sadhouse.com for information about the Death Becomes Her drag ghost tours every Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
And they meet up at the Congress Hotel. You get more information about how to catch them at sadhouse.com. Thank you so much, Wanda Screw and Rosemary Maybe. And do you have websites of your own that you besides Sad House? Or?
That's my website.
Mm-hmm. I am horrible at web design, but I do have a very active Facebook and Instagram. Just add me at Rosemary Maybe.
Rosemary Maybe. Wonderful. Let's take a selfie.
Yes.
More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's Music Monday. Bob Ferguson's getting the band all set up. We're going to have Super Big in just a little bit. It's so good to be back hanging out with you, comedian Paul Farbar, Esquire.
Yes. Yeah. I'm happy you're
Esquire.
Back.
Esquire
is true. Just, accurate.
I hung out with a lawyer all weekend.
Oh, yeah?
With Todd Belcourt, who you also know.
Oh, yeah.
We got an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And does it sound weird to say that my husband's fine with it. Some people are like, you're staying in an Airbnb with two dudes. I'm like, yeah. We're all professionals who just need some
Todd
place to hang out.
Very professional.
I had my own room with like a master bathroom situation going on.
Did you pay more for the Airbnb?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It's
like having roommates and whoever it's a master bedroom has to pay more.
Well, because Todd had the couch. And he and Charles, Dr. Turk, could have shared the other bedroom. But they don't know each other.
Yeah. So it'd be weird.
Yeah. What is it weird?
If you don't know each other, you need like your personal space on trips sometimes.
I think you're right. No, I think you're right about that. Although there was a point where, I mean, they're both single men and it occurred to me like, you know, one of them was like on Tinder trying to find somebody. I'm like, you're going to go there, right? You're not going to, because that gets to be weird. That's some weird situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Are you part of any social network clubs? There's like these professional clubs that you can pay like a fee. Like if it's just local, it's like $1,800. Like
Soho?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about joining here. A couple of my friends are in there, and I wanted to just so if and when I move to LA, the Soho Club there is amazing. It's
we
so
were there.
Fun. Yeah.
It's very nice.
It's really cool.
It's just weird.
Yeah, there's a. You feel it's like an LA vibe.
Well, because it, yeah, I mean, so you start on it's kind of like going into like some secret private club that you don't even know exists. Mm-hmm. We ended up having to go like down an alley.
Yeah, I got lost the first time I went there. Like, you're in the building. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I think the security guards now know to tell they people. Yeah, 10 o'clock at night, they're like, are you here for the Soho Club?
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, you went. See, I went during the day. I was going for a lunch meeting. Yeah,
it was cool. It was. Just
you
weird.
Look around. You're like, oh, there's so and so.
As the women in Los Angeles, it's weird because I don't feel like a large person, but the women there are incredibly skinny, and everyone has conversations that I can't get a. There's no depth there. Like it's like driving in the mud, and you keep hitting the gas, and the wheels just spin. And you're like, I gotta get some kitty litter.
Oh, I should put my mud boots on, and
that's why I spent a lot of time by myself at the beach. Yeah, I mean, I did need some mud boots, but still, we should go hang out in Los Angeles sometime.
Yeah. I don't mind LA. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I feel like the outsides are a little better.
The outsides are a little...
Yeah, like the beaches and like the suburbs.
Right.
Or whatever you quote-unquote call it.
The sort of peripheral part of Los Angeles rather than downtown.
And all the cool, the little neighborhoods and stuff. Well, downtown's like Hobo City, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, downtown is... No one goes
like
in
Skid Row.
Actual downtown. But like if you're on Hollywood, West Hollywood... And Silver Lake.
You're going to be all cool and say WeHo.
I was going to say it. I'm not there yet. Well, I was hanging out with someone from people from LA all weekend for other comedians. So I'm hearing them talk because I was asking them a lot of questions about LA. Yeah. I'm going there in November. So it was just funny when they're talking. I'm like, yeah, okay. I know how to say cool things now, but I don't want to use them here. I'm not cool yet. So
I had, as we mentioned on the Friday night when I talked to you, I was having some erratic luck when I was in Los Angeles. I got the car that I had rented was hit by a sliding gate.
You didn't call me.
I didn't call
Better
you.
Better call Paul.
Better call Paul. So I started feeling as though I had very bad luck. I had a terrible cold and sinus situation going on.
I heard that.
I was having trouble with our connection here at the station. And so it was like a lot of things felt like they were falling apart. And then things picked up when I went to my Airbnb and I was on the ocean. It felt like I was getting a cleansing.
You had your personal space like I talked about.
Yeah, it was nice. And I was worried. I wish that I didn't have the cloud of worry about the rental car. If I wish I had just been sort of resolved with the situation and thought, okay, my credit card company is going to take care of it. Mm-hmm. It'll be paperwork. It'll be fine. I was stressed out about it. I went through the credit card company, got all the information I needed. They said just, go up to the, when you return it, tell them what's happened to the car, point out the damage, take some photos, make sure you have your claim number from us and then get the paperwork from them. But the rental agency was slammed when I got there. And there were like hardly any cars. There was a line out the door. I've never seen them so busy before.
Yeah.
And I pull up to the person that checks you in, and I'm all ready to go. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna tell them about the damage. And it looked like they were in a hurry. And there's that moment where you go, maybe they won't notice. But I mean, like a taillight was kind of broken. There was damage to the rear, the bumper. I mean, if I had brought
Did
this
you take
car,
pictures.
I think I have it on another camera. I have okay. too many, I have too many phones. But so the woman, she came around. She goes, you're a good person for telling me about this. She goes, it's not that bad. You know what? I think I'm just going to let it go. And I was like, what?
Does she have that authority though?
What's happened? They needed to turn that car around.
Yeah.
I really think that they needed to.
So the next guy's going to get the plane.
No, I think that what you, and that's why you always do a walk around on your car. You always look at
they
everything.
They give you the sheet to check off.
Circle that back thing. Yeah. So I hope that the next person, I'm sure that they did.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that, please.
Yeah.
But
keep those pictures.
It wasn't like there wasn't any, it wasn't like the bumper had to be replaced. It was definitely a repaint, but like a scuff. It was enough. It was enough for me to break the gate that ran into me. I mean, the gate came off the track. So
I've had a few incidents with rental cars.
But then my luck seemed to get better. I went to the airport and they asked if anyone was willing to give up their seat for $500 in travel credits and a first class seat. And
nice.
I said yes, and I did that, and I hung out in the club. The problem is that when I got into first class, the woman behind me, you know when you can tell someone's going to be a problem. You can just like, she put up her backpack in the overhead, even though they tell you to put it underneath the seat in front of you. She'd taken up a lot of space up there. I'm like, excuse me, is this your backpack? And she's like, yeah, it doesn't fit under the seat in front of me. There's a bar there. I was like, okay, this is okay. And so her travel companion was across from me, diagonal from her. She like goes in a huff to the bathroom, and I turn to him and I go, hey, you know, do you think she would want to switch with me so you guys can sit across from each other? He goes, no, it's not necessary.
He doesn't want to sit next to her.
So we take off. You get to that point in the flight where the bell goes off, and now I can recline. Now, first class, I mean, these are pretty comfortable seats, and added benefit is being able to recline. So I go to recline, bang. She's got her knees in my back and won't let me recline. I was really surprised. And so I had maybe an inch back. She knees me for quite a bit. And I honestly thought she was going to get tired. And she did not. And she's just kicking me. And I got up and I told one of the flight attendants, I go, I don't think the passenger behind me is pleased with the fact that I'm reclining. She goes, well, she better effing get over it. And I was like, what airline am I on? That's awesome. It's like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, I finally, it stops for a little bit. I fall asleep. She knees me again now for no reason, because the seat has been like this for an hour. And I get up, and when we start to deboard, there's a moment where my bag is over her head, and I had this moment of like, do I just drop it on her? Do I just like, oh, I'm sorry, that was.
Yeah.
But what I did was I looked down and I go, you know, if it was a problem, I offered your travel companion to let you have my seat. Right. She goes, I didn't know that. And I go, yeah, I could see why he didn't want you to go. Exactly.
And that's the story of how you met Victoria Principal.
It was, it was the strangest thing. I was like, how do people behave like this?
Yeah.
It's just so belligerent.
So who was it?
I don't know. More after this on 720 WGN. Hey, Paul, have you noticed that wonderful box of tasty treats right next to you?
Yeah,
one box,
I think
two
I
boxes,
have.
Three boxes.
Now there's three.
You know what's happening?
Huh?
There's a new Krispy Kreme opening in Evergreen Park. Look for the hot light in Evergreen Park. Krispy Kreme Donuts is opening their second Chicagoland shop in just a few hours, actually. It's not tomorrow. It's today. It's in less than 5 hours. At 6 a.m., they're opening their new store. And if you get there, they're going to be giving the first 300 customers in line. Drive-thru customers are not included. I don't know if I... Okay, right, because that would pose like a traffic problem.
Sure.
So you got to get in the store. You got to be on the
Evergreen Park, maybe deal with them.
Yeah. So for the first 300 customers in line at the store, this is in less than 5 hours at 6 a.m., one free dozen original glazed donuts every month for a year for customers 1 through 100. That's for the first 100. One free Krispy Kreme coffee tumbler, which includes unlimited refills of Krispy Kreme smooth drip coffee for 99 cents for customers 101 through 300.
Wow.
And the very first, I have to believe someone's already there.
Yeah, there's probably a line.
If they're listening to WGN Radio, we need a Facebook Live video of you being in line. The very first customer in line will have the honor of turning on the hot light. Customers must be in line by 6 a.m. to retain their number, and the celebrations are starting. There's going to be a ribbon cutting in Evergreen with the mayor, Jim Sexton, and the shop will feature Krispy Kreme's signature original glazed donuts and more than a dozen one-of-a-kind donuts. And thank you so much to Krispy Kreme for dropping that off.
Yes.
So we've got our sugar high. You can imagine, now you know why I'm talking so fast. Also, because it's Music Monday, and I'm so happy to be back in studio with an amazing band. We have Super Big joining us, and let's get right to it, and we'll find out what the events they have coming up, what appearances they have. But right now, here is Super Big. It's with It's No Good.
I'm gonna take my time. I have all the time in the world to make you mine. It is written in the stars above. The God's decree, you'll be right here by my side, right next to me. Don't say you want me, don't say you need me, don't say you love me, it's understood. Don't say you're happy out there without me, I know you can't be.
just no good.
Oh,
hey, Patty.
Yeah. Whoa.
I'll be fine. I'll be waiting patiently till you see the signs and come running to my open arms. Don't say you want me, don't say you need me, don't say you love me, it's just no good. Don't say you're happy out there without me, I know you can't be, it's just no good. I'll be fine. I'll be waiting patiently. Do you see the signs? And come running to my open arms. Don't say you want me. Don't say you need me. Don't say you love me. Just no good. Don't say you're happy out there without me. I know you can be. I know you can be. Don't say you want me. Don't say you need me. Don't say you love me. Love me. It's just no good. Don't say you're happy out there without me. I know you can be. I know you can be. Oh, it's no good. It's just no good. It's just no good. It's just no good.
Yeah, that was awesome. Really cool.
Wow. That's super big. And I know that they've got some shows coming up. You can go to their official, their super, at Super Big Official on Twitter. And their website is superbig.usa. And their Insta is Super Big Official as well. We got to find out more. Do we have any breaks coming up before? I need another break. And then we're going to talk to the band and hear some more music from them on the air. It's so much fun. It's Music Monday. We're back. I know. We're already getting messages about the rainbow colored strings on the bass, by the way.
Well, it's National Breast Cancer Month, so...
Those are fantastic.
Oh, nice. Respect to the trim.
I love it. You gotta respect the trim. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And so happy to have Music Monday in my life again live. Bob Ferguson, our engineer, is always making the band sound great on the air, as great as they sound in the studio. And that band tonight is super big. They're going to be live at the Cubby Bear on October 20th. But they are live right now. Here they are with Sideways Love.
Got my back against the wall. Can't you feel me? Why don't you lend a hand? Come rushing to my side. Look into my eyes. Tell me, who are you? Tell me, who are you? I know love is such a fickle thing. When you want it, just can't have it. Can't you see me? Can't you feel me? Why don't you need me? Why don't you lend a hand? I said, oh, whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh, oh. It's sideways love. Oh man, it will hurt you. It's sideways love.
it'll cut right through you. It's sideways love, oh man, it will hurt you. It's sideways love, it'll cut right through you. Give you my best, give you my very best, but only halfway. I'll take the rest, so please don't hurt me no more. I'll save the rest for me. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Sideways love, oh man, it will hurt you. It's sideways love, it'll cut right through you. It's sideways love, oh man, it'll hurt you. It's sideways love, it'll cut right through you. It will 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 cut right through you. Will cut right through you. It will cut right through you. Oh, everybody sing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody now say, oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, it's sideways love. Oh man, it will hurt you. It's sideways love, it'll come right through you. It's sideways love, it's meant to hurt you. It's sideways love, it'll come right through you. I said, oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Nice. That was awesome. We're all looking at each other. Is it going to end?
I know. It's so very dramatic.
I like it.
I know. Well, and I've made that mistake with a band before, yeah, where I have applauded prematurely. And,
yeah. And no, they, you looked at me. I was like, I think I don't know.
Yeah. Come on over. Yeah. We're like, do we? I don't. Just. I've told bands before. I'm like, you know, give me a nod. Like, it's right. Okay to start talking or clapping now. So. Yeah, Bob's been here for those moments.
Really. Yeah.
I'm like, woo, they're not done. They're not done yet. It's amazing. That was Super Big with Sideways Love. They're going to be live at the Cubby Bear on October 20th. For people who aren't familiar with the Chicagoland area, I mean, we always say Cubby Bear as though we assume they know where that is. Paul, give people an idea. Not even an idea. Just tell them where it is.
Well, it's on Clark and Addison, kitty corner from the Wrigley Field Stadium. Where the Chicago Cubs perform.
And we don't even know what the playoff, I mean, like, you know, I'm not presuming or assuming anything, so we don't want to change
anything.
There's
not a game on that day.
How do you know?
Because they don't have live original music when there's, I do know that because
how is that possible? I'm involved with,
a rain delay. They know the schedule for the playoffs, and that's when they decide when they're going to have shows at the Cubby Bear and other venues in Wrigleyville.
He seems to know everything. Joining us at microphone, seated around the console, we have Super Big. I have a lot of names here, but I have more names than I have people. So I'm going to assume. Just introduce yourselves. What's going
on? I'm Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. How's it going?
I'm great, but I'm usually much better.
What does that mean?
My hair's a mess. It's so humid in here. It's not my best.
Let's get him a fan. I have a fan in my office.
No,
I didn't know.
I'm so frazzled. We got lost today.
Well, that was.
I don't know. Did Victoria Principal assault you? I don't even know.
It would be funny.
That's a rumor start.
It would be funny if it was Victoria Principal. No, because she's short, and this one was tall.
Oh,
I was just trying to think of
something. Very tall.
I'm trying to fight with Victoria Principal.
I know. That was Paul throwing
that in that corner.
He was thinking that the punchline, the whole kicker to the whole thing would be that it was a celebrity. And I don't care if it would have been. I mean, like, there's no reason to kick somebody in the back like that for 4 hours.
Agreed.
Well, we got Jimmy, who is frazzled.
That's better now. I tried
very hard to get to you in time to get to the parking lot, but it was we were at crunch time.
Oh, it's okay. I, was like a quarter mile, but with my guitar case.
I was at the I was the Billy Goat at 12:05, and I don't know. You guys weren't even. You like, we had so much confidence that I would make it back here, didn't you? No.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Told you were here, and I saw some stuff. I'm like, oh, she's
Michael
here.
Wasn't concerned. Michael, yeah. You had complete confidence.
Cool as a cucumber, Patty.
Yeah.
And who do we have?
I'm Dan. You had great form running over there, by the way.
Did I, with my purse and everything?
It was fantastic.
I was booking it. And that's after a morning of doing roller derby. And
do you have Skechers on? I can't see.
These are the Chucks. I have Chucks on. I have Converse on. So I'm sorry. Now I'm losing. Okay. Jimmy and Dan?
Yes, ma'am.
Jimmy, Dan, and?
I'm Chip. Nice to meet you, Patty.
Hey, Chip. Nice to meet
you
as well.
I think you're super adorable.
Well, thank you. I think you're fabulous. Thank you so much. I felt so bad because you were trying to say something to me in front of the Billy Goat. I was like, nope.
I'm out.
I ran away from you guys.
You just call me a Billy Goat?
No, I was at the Billy Goat. Oh. You guys were parked. I said, park at the Billy Goat. I can
that
help
might
you from
be
there.
His new nickname.
Hey, Billy Goat. Is that how you're feeling tonight?
She pointed right at me and said, Billy Goat. Yeah.
Feeling a little rougher on the edges?
More like a bah, sheep.
Yeah. It is a little bit different. Yeah. It's a little more low-key. Yeah. A little bit. So you were saying earlier that you have rainbow strings on your bass for... Oh, and the fantastic glasses for
thanks.
Breast cancer awareness.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I got them in England over in Camden, actually, last year. I always go shopping when I'm on tour. I always pick up some strange-looking clothes.
Well, it's a great way to remember a town and a trip. I wish I had done more of that when I traveled.
It's the way you got to do it a lot. I've been touring for only about 30 years. So.
Yeah. Where were you born?
I was born in 1969 here in Chicago at a little company, Mary Hospital.
Okay, wow, that's specific on the south side over there in Beverly. Okay.
I graduated from Brother Rice High School. I met Jimmy like 5 years ago. They were recording a record at this place called Stonecutters.
Yeah.
Here in Chicago, which is in Johnny Kay's building. Johnny Kay's the producer for Disturbed and Plain White Tees and Megadeth. And Jimmy said, come on in, I want you to hear some of my songs. And I have a band called Enough's Enough.
Yeah.
And we're known around Chicago and worldwide.
And I would say more than that. Yeah, I'd say you're just known.
And Jimmy says, I'd really like you to put your touch on my songs. He's a wonderful songwriter, and I play on the record. And from there, we started recording and playing shows together.
Did
he touch
you
first?
First met and,
Hey, how do you know? Unless you touch.
Well, I figured this happens in the South Side. I figured that happens.
Is it the South Side? Is that how South Side rolls?
Maybe it is. There's a few ways the South Side rolls. Some of them that we can't talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
But we bonded quite quickly. He's a great songwriter, and his debut record's coming out next year. It's super big. It's called. We don't know what the title's going to be yet. Produced by Chris Stymons and Jimmy George himself. And we're looking at going on a world tour next year and go and take this music around the country. And Chicago is where it starts because we're all born in this. We're just our hometown. Our brothers, mothers, sisters, everybody, all our friends are here in Chicago. It's only fitting that we come out here and play a bunch of shows and tighten up the screws and then get out of here and go on the road.
That sounds amazing. All of that sounds great. What neighborhood were you from, Jimmy?
North Side, Chicago. Everything my whole life was Addison Street.
Okay, so would you go to Lane Tech or Scherer's or where?
I didn't make the grade, Patty. Thanks.
No, I'm sorry. You said Addison. I was trying to think of the other high schools.
I dreamt of Lane one, you know.
Where'd you go to high school?
I found the guitar and it was all downhill. I went to different high schools, like in the Navy, the Army.
Montefiore.
Oh, really?
But Addison, like by Hiawatha, went to Hiawatha Park, went to St. Francis Borgia School over there. Skippy's Hot Dog Stand.
Nice.
Steinmetz for a little bit till my parents found out they had like metal detectors.
Yeah, Steinmetz is rough. My parents
were hardworking immigrants. Like we didn't, you know, they worked all the time. Then finally they come in for the parents thing.
Yeah.
And they saw like Steinmetz. They're like, yeah, getting you the heck, you know, out of this place.
I don't. Where are they from?
Greece.
Okay.
Oh yeah, super Greek, like George and super Georgia.
Do they have like Greek capes and everything?
Totally, yeah. We grow wine in the backyard.
Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I love that. And
when the damn sheep eat it.
I can't help myself. Dan, how about yourself? Where'd you grow up?
Born in California in the Mission Viejo area. Grew up in the Northwest Burbs.
Okay.
Went to school in Wheeling.
In Wheeling?
Yeah.
All right.
You make it sound so tough.
No one's perfect.
No one's perfect.
No one's perfect. We have a listener. We have Wally on the line who wants to join our conversation. Nobody has will they be able to hear him? All right, here. We have Wally on the phone. Hey, Wally, how are you doing?
Hi, Patty. I'm doing well. How about you?
Very well. Thank you, sir. What do you want to say?
I'm calling from Shanghai, China, listening to the show, and that band sounds great.
Wait, what? Oh, you're calling from Shanghai?
From Shanghai. Yep. Yep. I'm in China for a couple weeks.
Oh, okay. So,
I'm lucky you.
Zuhai Day.
Daima.
Excellent. Oh, I love that you're calling
a few
us.
Words.
Okay, officially our farthest long distance call.
The best.
And it's because it's super big.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, right. Listen to the Blackhawks this morning because I'm 13 hours ahead of you. So,
right.
Listen to Blackhawks this morning on the internet and love keeping in touch with Chicago through WGN. And like I say, the band sounds great, and it's nice to be able to finally listen to you when I'm not suffering from insomnia or something.
No kidding. How long are you in Shanghai for?
About 3 weeks total.
3 more weeks? All right, hold on the line.
Yep.
If we send you a gift card, it'll be in your mail. It'll be there when you get it, right? We'll give you a gift card from Blue Malnati's. You'll have your pizza when you get back.
Oh, I love it.
The way to immerse yourself into Chicago culture when you get back from Shanghai.
What better way?
That'd be great, Patty. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for calling our longest long distance call from Shanghai.
That's so cool, Patty.
Well, it's because of you guys.
Thank you,
Wally. Have a safe trip. Be well. And there you go. That was you guys that brought that call in.
It was nice. You seemed very cool.
And it was amazing.
And you're very cool. Thank you for having us, by the way. I didn't get a chance.
No.
I was in the corner sweating.
It's my pleasure.
My hair was straight this morning. Is it ruined? Don't even tell me.
Look at his do right now. It's like Neil Sedaka.
It looks good. It looks like you planned it. You look fantastic.
Breaking up is hard to do.
Also, that was more...
No pun intended.
That was more cell phone cameras and real cameras on a band than we've ever had in studio. I mean, like, everybody had their phones up. How many people were
like
Facebook
TMZ.
Live? Facebook Live? Yeah. We had at least three... We had three Facebook. Were you on?
No, you were on. I Snapchatted briefly. That's it.
I felt bad because I was like all up in your faces. I'm like trying to get out of the way of their cameras.
No, we
like
the attention, Patty.
Like
especially
crawling
from
around.
They're used to
it. It's all good.
It's like TMZ in Chicago.
Yeah, is that what I'm like? I'm not that aggressive.
No, I'm saying with all the cameras.
Oh,
everything.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, not just you.
When we come back, so we have a segment that we end the show on. I'm done at 2 o'clock. So we have a segment called Tell Me Something Good. I want you guys to tell me, think of something you're celebrating and happy about and tell me something good when we come back.
Well, our guitarists are getting out of prison.
Oh, wow. Think of something.
Now you got to think of second
something
thing.
Else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was fired out of the
party.
Shot. Let me take a break and tell me about other people getting out of prison. That works out. Or out of the hospital. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Sure.
More after this on 720 WGN. Give us a call if you're celebrating something. You can text us as well, 312-981-7200. More with Super Big and comedian Paul Farvar Esquire after this.
Tell me something good.
You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. We are hanging out live in the Allstate Showcase studio with Jimmy, Dan, and Chip from Super Big, and Ricky's laying in prison. Lying in prison. Is it laying in prison or lying in prison? I can't remember.
Laying in prison. Pat's right behind him.
I'm so bad with the verbiage. And we have someone telling us something good on our text screen.
Patty.
Tell me something good, Paul.
708 saying he's still up celebrating the Cubs win, and that's something good. And then 501, her something good is her niece found out Friday that she passed the bar.
Congratulations.
So she's an Esquire, an attorney at law.
Oh, there you go. See?
So that's hers.
Send her our way.
Congratulations. Megan Sandora.
Find out she's single. We have a listener on the line. Anthony, how are you doing tonight?
What's up, guys? Superman!
Woo! Hey!
Woo! What's up, guys? You guys killed it. I can't wait. I can't wait to the Cubby Bear.
Oh, excellent. And where are you calling from, Anthony?
Nice guy.
I'm calling from Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Well, because I'm looking at your area code, and it's a 310.
I know. I'm a California guy, but I moved away for a little while, and I just got back.
What are you doing in Hoffman Estates?
I've been a super big fan for a long time, many years now. I've been following that band around. They're fantastic. They're really good.
He sounds like a good-looking guy, like a really...
Yeah, you sound like a beautiful man.
He carries himself well.
Together, there's money in his bank.
Anthony, we're going to need you to send us a selfie. Do you mind that? Send a selfie.
Yeah, scantily clad, please.
Yeah, waist down, sir.
Anthony, we'll see you at the Cubby Bear.
I want to see those wheels.
We'll see you at the Cubby Bear on October 20th. I believe doors open at 8 o'clock. And again, that's Cubby Bear on October 20th. Super Big's going to be playing. Vincent, how are you doing? Vincent?
Hello, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that this is the first time hearing the band, and I thought they were awesome. I know that.
Thanks, dude.
All the guys like our milkshakes.
Somebody that's there with you, Suzanne Positano, she turned me on to them.
There you go. There you go. Susie's right here in the studio.
And yes, and she's there with the very beautiful Jessica Huffman.
Oh,
yeah. Wow, everyone's getting a shout out. What about the beautiful and charming Bob Ferguson, who's also in the studio?
Yes. Shake it up, Bobby.
That's right. Here's the real star of the show, huh, Patty?
Come on, Bobby.
I mean, on
he's
the fly.
He's a good guy to have.
Making sure there's no other way we can do music.
Yeah, he's terrific.
He makes all the bands. I mean, like, you guys sound great. He takes you across the
he's actually
line.
Playing bass while we were just up here. It's very good.
Well, thank you so much, Vincent. Where are you calling from, Darien?
I'm calling from Darien, yes.
What do you do? Where'd you grow up? Did you grow up in Chicago?
I grew up on 57th and Norco, South Side.
Oh, I love that. I love when people tell me their exact and Nor. I was just is that near Summit 57th and Norco?
Yes, it is. It is right next door.
I was
right
at
next door, right across from Archer, right there.
I was on Archer near Norco. Actually, I went to the roller rink there this morning.
Oh yeah.
And
wow.
Have you been to that one, the Fleetwood?
I have not.
It is amazing. They taught me how to. They taught me how to fall first. Like that sounds.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing.
It is. I just used to just do it, and there's a way to fall to not hurt yourself. My favorite thing, Paul, was when we were done. They said, you know, when you go home, make sure you take some ibuprofen because you're going to be hurting tomorrow. And I was like, you're adorable that you think there's any lag time between what I just did.
You're already, yeah.
Nice.
So thank you to everybody, in particular Perez, who was my my coach this morning. Well, you know what, Vincent, we should go. They have a Monday night Red Hots. Where you can go learn how to skate at Fleetwood. So I think that we should.
Cool. I'll be there.
I'll meet you over there at the roller rink. Have a great night, Vincent. Thanks.
You too. Thanks a lot.
And Paul, did you want to tell me something good before we go?
I just had a really cool weekend with shows with Demetri Martin and Jen Kirkman on Friday.
Who'd you like better? Tell the truth.
They were both equally amazing.
You had
she
threw somebody out. We don't even have time for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll talk
next
about
time.
That another time.
All right, before we go, I want to make sure Super Big. Did you want to tell us something good before we go?
Yes, we are playing Cubby Bear. I just want to say that again.
Again and again. I love it.
Ricky and Pat's Get Out of Prison Party is going to be
repetition's
after
the name
show.
Of the game.
That's right.
It's gonna be great.
All
it's
right.
Gonna be good. We're gonna get like steaks for the first time. It's gonna be awesome.
Follow them on Twitter and on Instagram at SuperBigOfficial. Find their Facebook page, and you can go to superbig.us and you know email them. Find out more about their shows or gigs coming up. Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Jimmy, Dan, and Chip. It was amazing. To have
thanks,
you.
Patty.
Thank you. Thanks
thank
for coming
you.
Out and getting us.
Oh, please,
so cool.
Patty, you're gonna come out to the show on
I'm
Saturday.
I'm coming to the show on the 20th. Yes.
There's a lot of action at the Cubby Bear. A lot of promiscuity. There's you know kids are running around, substance abuse. You'll fit right in with us, I think.
And you know me so well already. It's the donuts that gave me away. Don't forget to go to the Krispy Kreme's opening.
Tweaked on Krispy Kreme.
That might be happening. First 100 customers, the first 300 customers get all kinds of great things. So go over there. You only got 4 hours.